And grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today from Job, the 38th chapter. Didn't read these verses because they weren't included, but I want to read verses 1 through 4. The Lord answered Job from a whirlwind. Now, the whirlwind is really a big storm, kind of like a tornado. The Lord answered Job from that tornado and said, "Why are you using your ignorance to deny my providence? Now get ready to fight, for I'm going to demand some answers from you, and you must reply." Dear friends of Christ, do you remember that movie Forrest Gump, the scene where Captain Dan, who had lost his legs in the Vietnam War, was bitter against God? You know, why did God let that happen? And then you have that scene where he's on that shrimp boat in the midst of this violent hurricane, and the waves are crashing, and Captain Dan, you know, climbs up the mast, and from the top of the mast he yells at God, "Why? Why do you let this happen? Come on! You want to take my life? Take it!" He was angry with God. And I just wonder, have you ever been in a storm like that? You know, if you've been in a storm like that, it gives you a strange feeling, the powerful, powerful storms. It gives you a feeling like you're in the presence of the Almighty God. And as you're facing the wind of that storm, you want to talk to Him. If you've been in a storm like that, you know what I'm talking about. Well, that's exactly what was happening with Job. Powerful, powerful, incredible storm. And he found himself in the middle of it. The difference, God was in Job's storm. And God had some very important things to talk to Job about. Things that Job needed to learn and needed to hear. Because Job had been pleading with the Lord, "Lord, why? Why have you let these things happen to me?" And of course, if you remember the story of Job, all the horrible things that had happened to him. He lost all his property. He was a very successful, a very wealthy man. And in a matter of just 24 hours, he lost everything except his life and his wife. His 10 children died in a tornado. It was a horrible day. All his crops burned. I mean, one thing after another thing after another thing. And of course, Job wanted to know why. Why have you let this happen to me? And the Lord answered Job after Job complained and whined and complained and questioned from the storm. And he didn't give an explanation of why God did all the things that he did. God just simply came to him in the storm and with a proclamation. "Job, look at my creation and believe with all your heart that I am in control and that I am taking care of you." God made a powerful proclamation. Look at the universe. Is it holding together? Does the sun rise, sunset every day? I'm the creator of all things. I love you, and I care for you, and I provide for you. The proclamation should have silenced Job's mouth, but foolishly, Job continued to question the Lord. So God decides he's going to come and challenge Job with questions. 77 questions. One after. Now, I'm not going to give you all 77 questions. Our text today just has a few. But from the midst of the storm, God challenges Job, saying, "Who is this that darkens my counsel without words of knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I'll question you and you'll answer me. Brace yourself like a man." Sounds like God's ready to fight. He's ready to take on Job. And Job had better prepare himself. He's going to fight this one who questions his faithfulness. He's going to fight this one who questions his goodness. "Okay, Job, I'm ready. Let's go." Why the threat? Why would God threaten to hurt Job and fight him? Well, God always has a purpose, and it's not that he wanted to fight. It's just that he wanted to teach Job a lesson. And it's a simple lesson, but it's something very important. God knows what he's doing. Even when you think he doesn't, even when it doesn't make sense, God knows what he's doing. And so our theme, God is in control. That's hard to see sometimes, that God's in control. Job foolishly blamed God for all of his misfortunes. And of course, you remember he's very wealthy and he lost everything. And Job was bitter, just like, you know, Captain Dan. And God fires back with these 77 questions, one after another. He says, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Well, surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy?" These are challenging questions. Do you know the answers? No. No. We don't know the answers. Only God knows. What do we know? Well, we know that God established the earth, and the earth is exactly 93 million miles from the sun. 93 million miles. He causes the earth to rotate one rotation every 24 hours and puts it on a perfect axis so that we have all our proper seasons. That's what we know. You know, we also know this. You can never count the stars. Go out there and look up at night. Do you know how many stars there are in our solar system? In the Milky Way, it's estimated by scientists that there's between 200 billion and 400 billion. They don't know. I mean, they could be 200 billion off. There's a lot of stars. And that's just in our solar system. Our solar system is one of a multitude of galaxies, a solar system in our galaxy. And how many galaxies are there in the world? I mean, in the universe? You can't count them. The number is limitless. It's vastless. It leaves us astounded as we begin to think about all that. It boggles our mind. And God not only created it, he keeps it going. He knows what he's doing. He's God. He's in control. If you look at the universe with a powerful telescope and you look into the stars, no matter how deep you see, there's always more beyond. Always more beyond. And there always will be. If you look even smaller and you pull out the world's most powerful microscope and you get and look inside of things and you keep looking deeper and deeper and deeper, the deeper you look, you can look as deep as you possibly can, and yet there's still more to see. It's incredible what God has done. And God's questions forced Job to think about all that. And the Lord continued to challenge Job with questions. Can you hold back the stars? Can you restrain Orion or the Pleiades? Can you ensure the proper sequence of the seasons? Or guide the constellation of the Bear with her satellites across the heavens? Do you know the laws of the universe and how the heavens influence the earth? Of course, the answer is what? No. No, no. No, I don't. I don't know any of that. I don't even know how you did any of that. I don't know how you did those things. Okay, well, think. God made the stars. He knows how they work. King David wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." You know, maybe pull out your cell phone, check out the stars. If you look at pictures, images that the Hubble telescope has taken, images from space are otherworldly. Incredible, spectacular. Have you seen those pictures? The incredible pictures that of things that we don't even know what they are. Amazing things. You know what's more amazing? We read about it in Isaiah 40. Look up to the sky. Who created the stars that you see? The one who leads them out like an army. He knows how many there are. And he calls each one by name. That's incredible. I can't remember the names of my kids. He calls each one by name. His power is so great, not one of them is ever missing. Listen, what's the point? What point is God trying to make? Well, if the Lord takes care of every star, if the Lord knows how they work and what they need, if the Lord knows all these quadrillion, quadrillion stars by name, does he know you? Does he listen to you? Does he care for you? Even when you think he doesn't care, even when you think that things aren't making sense in your life, is God out of control? Does God not know what he's doing? Or are you simply ignorant of his power? God's message to Job is clear. I'm in control, Job. I'm in control of your life. And yes, I know what I'm doing, even if you think I don't. And God knows what he's doing on a universal scale, certainly, but he also knows what he's doing on a more local scale right here. And the barrage of questions continue. Job, have you ever in all your life commanded a day to dawn? Have you ordered the dawn to seize the earth? Can you make the sun rise? And can you make the sun set? Who are we to question his ways? God says, I'm in control. I know what I'm doing. And it'll be okay for you. I'm taking care of you. I'll deliver you home safely. Faith should simply say, amen. Amen. It's true. Forget what your eyes see. Forget what your feeble mind thinks. Forget where your heart that's sinful leads you. God wants you to see the bigger picture. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And if you want to challenge those words that God's ways are higher, then God comes to challenge you. Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I'll question you and you shall answer me. You know, we all know the song, he's got the whole world in his hand. The Lord provides. The Lord controls it all. He puts food before us. He puts shelter before us. He takes care of us. He loves us. He protects us. He directs our ways. He gives us life. And we live because he never stops doing his job. And we're alive spiritually because he gave us a Savior. His death and resurrection gives us life. That's really what God wanted Job to learn. That he's in control, and when he says a heaven is coming, a new earth is coming, with new bodies, with no more troubles, and God's fixing all the brokenness that Adam and Eve brought into this world through sin, God means it. He's fixing it. He's taking care of it. And he wanted Job to understand the victory, and Job learned his lesson. Listen to his powerful confession. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, this I know, in my own flesh will I see God, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. It's a beautiful confession. No matter what happens to me in this life, no matter the calamities that befall me, Christ is going to return. And I'll see Him with my own eyes, with my own body. And I'll live with Him forever. And it'll all be okay. Listen, if you ever get to the point where you feel like questioning the hand of God, think about Job. And then think about Jesus, what He's done to save you. You know, sure, you're the one who works and you make the money and you put your lives together and you do all the business of your life and you wake up in the morning and you organize and you're in charge. But you can never provide life for yourself. God does that. And without His hand, we're doomed. And without Christ, we're lost. But God has rescued you from eternal death. He's rescued you from punishment. And God always wants us to consider and pray the words of this song, of the hymn. When I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down beneath God's righteous frown, Christ laid aside His crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside His crown for my soul. Trials will come. Death is certain. There will be tears. There will be pain. It's the way of the fallen world of sin. However, God is delivering us. And God's message is simple and clear. I am in control. I know what I'm doing. It's a lesson Job learned from the storm. What lessons can you learn from the storms in your life? When problems arise, our first reaction is to question God, to take Him to court, to examine Him, and then cross-examine Him, to find out why He let all these things happen, why He allowed us to suffer so much. What do we do when our suffering level becomes unbearable and our suffering level becomes intolerable? We remember Job. We remember Scripture. And we confidently sing, we remember Scripture, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. God's word, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. And then sing the words of this hymn in a prayer. What God ordains is always good. He never will deceive me. He leads me in His righteous way, and never will He leave me. I take content what He has sent, His hand that sends me sadness will turn my tears to gladness. Why can we say those words? Because God's in control and He knows what He's doing. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.